Monday, Alf, evening. When the plane came to a stop and the seatbelt sign went off at the Pearson Airport in Toronto, Beth switched on her BlackBerry that promptly rang. My iPhone remained silent with the blank papers in the carry-on bag at my feet. Beth laughed as she opened the text message. "It's from Jose," she muttered to herself. "This is bizarre. He's the one who substituted the blank pages." She looked at me and read aloud. "You were so tense, saying goodbye, you missed what happened. Opened attachments. Story to steal from you, but FBI was closing in." Beth passed me the BlackBerry, and I saw the icons of 7 documents, starting with Tuesday. Hoping, holding my breath, I clicked on the doc called Tuesday. And there it was, a scan of the voodoo image on the cover page of Mary's manuscript. Still seated, I looked at Beth, and I read aloud the opening words of the story of two people who never learned how to love beyond selfish pretense and hopeless longing. And if you ask how I regret that parting, it is like the flowers falling at spring's end, confused, whirled in a tangle. What is the use of talking? And there is no end of talking. There is no end of things in the heart. The end.